Hero.
Hero.
I'm dying.
We are both so tired.
College is kicking my ass.
I feel you on that. Feel you very hardcore.
You should talk a little louder.
I feel you a lot on that.
Yes. You should talk like that the whole time. It actually sounds really good.
Okay, I can do that.
Cool. Okay, I don't know why I decided the early classes were a great idea, but I did. And I get up early every morning, and I'm dying, and I want to take a nap.
And also, I'm Madison.
Fuck! I'm Sydney.
And this is Bitches and Witches.
And we're dying. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes, it has been a very crazy week for both of us. I officially turned 20 on the 19th, so...
You're old.
I am very old. I am feeling my age now. 2 days into being 20, and I am feeling my elderliness.
That's good. You should be.
No, but just this whole week has just been birthday shit. You know, at first it was getting ready, like going, getting my hair done, getting my nails done, so that way I looked good. And then just everything else has been trying to celebrate my birthday in a very safe manner with all of the people that I love and care about. And just celebrating the fact that I got to 20, because neither you or I thought I would get this far.
Hey.
Hey.
I think I bitched about everything that was bugging me earlier today to everyone else, so.
I'm very happy because my dad bought me a motorcycle for my birthday, and so I spent a lot of my energy with that. So, scare me, bitch.
It's not really that scurry, and I was kind of sad about it.
Aww.
I know. I honestly couldn't find much.
Boo, you whore.
I know. Everything just told me the same shit, and I was like, well then. So I am wrapped in cords, apparently. I am covering El Chupacabra.
Oh.
Am excited. It's only 3 pages. Y'all are probably getting a short episode. I don't know how to do the podcast and college yet, so bear with me.
Yep, it's gonna take an adjustment.
So, Chupacabra means goat sucker. Isn't that wonderful? So, Maddie, you better watch out.
What is that? Oh, because I'm a Capricorn?
Yeah.
I thought you were just trying to insult me, because that's normally yes. What you're doing.
You're a goat, Madison. That is my new insult for you. You are a goat.
I mean, I am the greatest of all time.
You're a sea goat. Moving on. Anyways, their name comes from their apparent vampirism. Because they supposedly came from... Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. I can't read. Okay, so their name comes there from their apparent vampirism, as you can tell, because, you know, they drink the blood of goats and blah, 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 blah. I'll get into that a little bit in a minute.
Cool.
So supposedly they actually got their name from a Puerto Rican comedian named Silverio Perez. When he kind...
Wait, hold on. A comedian?
Yes.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yes. They got it... He kind of coined the term in 1995 when he was describing the creature's attacks. Because the first recorded sighting was said to have been in that same year. And it was an attack... Sorry. I have to reread my notes because I wrote it weird. It said that the chupacabra actually attacked and drank the blood of livestock, including goats, and that the descriptions of it vary, but it's often described as, quote, a heavy creature with spines running down its back. Oh my god. A heavy creature with spines running from its neck to the base of its tail, end quote.
Nice.
So, that sounds terrifying to encounter.
Right.
There's mixed reports that it is bipedal, and others say that it walks on all fours. I don't know. So, it depends on who you're talking to. Eyewitness reports have also been documented in Puerto Rico, Maine, Chile, and outside of American countries like Russia and the Philippines. But many of the reports have actually gone uncorroborated. Oh my god. Why is English so hard? I literally came from English class.
Iconic. I love that shit.
But many of the reports have been uncorroborated. Yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah, the word, that specific word that you cannot say.
Yeah, I normally can. I don't know why I can't today. Or they lack evidence, so they're not really taken seriously. There were sightings in Mexico and the southern United States, but they have been verified as dogs with mange.
Nice.
Which is sad.
Sad.
I'll get into mange in a minute. Wildlife biologists have actually dubbed the chupacabra as an urban legend, you know, as they would. I literally have, but we all know, not to trust the government, so here we are.
Fuck the government.
Yes. The most common description is that it is reptile-like, so that's kind of gross.
Ew.
It's said that it has scaly skin and that it's like a greenish-gray color with sharp spines or quills that run down its back. And it made me think of like a porcupine.
A porcupine? You mean a porcupine?
I always call it a porcupine. It's more fun to say it that way than porcupine. Like, porcupine! It's more fun to say!
I have never heard you refer to it as a porcupine. It's a porcupine!
It's a porcupine! It's so porcupine. Much more fun! Porcupine!
Porcupine.
Porcupine.
Jesus Christ.
I'm older than you, you have to listen to your elders.
Yeah, okay, because I'm gonna do that.
Yes. Moving on.
Dumbass.
It takes one to know one. It's about 3 or 4 feet high, and it stands or hops, similar to a kangaroo. So it's a porkaroo, if you will.
A porkaroo.
And that is what I'm naming this episode. Or a kangapine. I kind of like a kangapine.
Kangapine! I love it. I want a kangapine now.
I also want a kangapine. It'll be my guard animal.
Yeah, because we all know Zeusie won't be able to do shit for you.
True. Zeusie will tell us when someone is there. That's about all we got.
Yeah, no, that's all. That's it. He might lick him to death.
Unless he's on a leash, then he will actually bite someone. He hasn't done it. I promise, he hasn't actually done it, but I'm pretty sure he would.
That's very odd.
I know. He's really weird. If he's on a leash, he gets, like, super protective and barks even at people. And so I have to, like, get on him for it, and I'm like, bruh, you fucking love people. Like, calm your shit. He's weird, dog. He's my dog. What do you expect?
True, but, like, When I am thinking of a kangapine, I am thinking of, like, kind of a kangaroo, like, so a porcupine, or so, sorry, a kangaroo that is the size of a porcupine that has, like, the spikies on it and just a little pouch where a Joey sits and some really powerful legs.
I just straight up think of a kangaroo with spikes.
Oh, I think of it like as small as a porcupine.
The difference between us.
Okay, but now I really want a porcupine. There was actually a time, I'm actually still trying to, I actually was able to get Bryce onto the idea of us getting a little porcupine.
A hedgehog?
Oh, yeah, a hedgehog. Fuck. Wow.
Wow! And you were giving me shit for calling it a porcupine.
I know the difference.
I'm Do tired. You? Do you?
Yes, I'm tired, and like I was thinking like porcupine, and oh my god, porcupines are so fucking cute. And then tired, leave me alone. You at least got a 15-minute nap. I have had nothing.
Bitch,
I
I've been up
caffeine.
I have been up since 7 o'clock. You have been up since like what, 11? You cannot tell me shit.
Yeah, but I didn't go to bed until 2. That's and then valid. I've been watching, and I've spent, like, literally all day just watching a movie that just, I was on edge the entire time. I am tired. Leave me alone.
Alrighty. Another description says that it's just a weird-ass wild dog breed. So there's that. It is mostly hairless, though, and it is said that it's mostly said that it has a very pronounced spinal ridge, as well as unusually pronounced eye sockets, fangs, and claws. So, like, fuck that. I don't want to see that.
Gross.
It's said that it drains its victims of all the blood in their body, and sometimes organs from 3 small circular holes in the shape of a downward triangle.
Did you say organs? Or yes. Organs.
Organs?
Sound like you said Oregons, and I was like...
Oregons.
Okay. Oregons.
Oh my god, how does Ash say it on Morbid? I love how she says it.
Got no idea. I haven't heard, like...
You haven't? Oh my god.
No, listen to me. I haven't heard her say it in a really long time.
Okay, I got you. That's where I'm going. Oh my god. I love the way she says it. Everyone gets so mad at her, though. Like, everyone from Oregon gets mad at her. And I'm like, you guys are mean.
Oh my god. And like, she said Nevada weird, too. Like,
Nevada.
Yeah, she said Nevada.
That's how everyone says it. Like, everyone not in Utah says Nevada, and it drives me crazy.
I've heard people who, like, my Aunt Jana, who has lived in Nevada the majority of my life, calls it Nevada. Everybody that I have talked to that lives in Nevada calls it Nevada and not Nevada.
That's funny.
I feel like if you're not a neighboring state to Nevada, that's when you call it Nevada, because you True. Either don't get the locals from Nevada coming to visit you as much, or you're not going to Nevada to go to Vegas.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they suck the blood and the organs out through 3 small circular holes in a downward triangle, even though I already read that. We're summarizing, apparently.
Yummy.
But sometimes there's only 1 or 2 holes.
Gross.
Yes. The first attack was supposedly reported in March of 1995 in Puerto Rico. It was the death of 8 sheep with 3 puncture wounds in the chest area, and they were all completely drained of blood.
Ew.
Quite delicious. Beautiful. In August of the same year, a woman named Madeline Tolentino, I'm probably butchering it, I am sorry, Spanish-speaking.
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Spanish-speaking people.
Bitch.
I know, I'm the worst.
You really are.
This is true. she reported seeing a creature in a town called... I don't know why I wrote this down and didn't look it up because I'm a dumbass.
Facts.
Canavanis. Yeah, nailed it. Whichever one sounds more correct. This is where as many as 150 farm animals were reportedly killed. And in 1975, similar killings in the town, in a town nearby named Mocha, were credited to El Vampiro de Mocha, which just translates to the Vampire of Mocha.
Nice.
Yes. So, essentially, Maddie, what the fuck were you doing there in 1975?
Fucking shit up, obviously.
How dare you kill animals? They did nothing to you, you little whore.
Yes, they did. I'm allergic to them.
Well, you're still a little whore. At first!
Yeah, but there's more reasoning to that than because of what I apparently did in 97?
75!
Oh, 75!
You were so far off!
There was a 19 and a 7 in there somewhere, okay? I just added an extra 9!
Oh, shit. That was great.
I'm tired. Leave me alone.
At first, people thought that the killings were the work of a satanic cult. And always. Later... Yeah, always. It's always a satanic cult.
God damn the satanic cultists.
Stop. I don't want sacrifices, okay? Like, I don't need the sacrifices.
She just wants you to gift her thousands of dogs and animals.
Yes, and coffee.
That too. Although, I mean, they think that when they sacrifice, I'm assuming they think when they sacrifice an animal, they are sending that animal to Satan, so...
No, I want live ones. Like, don't kill them, just, like, put the live ones in a sanctuary and take care of them, and that is how you're sending them to me.
That's so sweet and wholesome.
That is what I want. People kill them, I'll take them. But don't touch my animals.
True.
Anyways, later more killings were reported around the island, and many farmers reported the loss of animal life, and each of the animals were said to have their bodies drained of blood by 3 small circular incisions. Yeah. So, I know, isn't it delicious? Not long after the reported incidents, more started popping up in other countries. Countries like Argentina, Dominican Republic, Bolivia, Colombia, Chile, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Panama, Peru, Brazil, the U.S., and New Mexico. Not New Mexico, just straight up Mexico.
It's going to be like, New Mexico is part of the U.S., honey.
I know. I was reading faster than my eyes could think.
Than your eyes could think?
Yeah. I'm tired.
Oh, this is going to be such a shit show of an episode. And they all better love it because of the fact that we are still doing this no matter how exhausted we are.
True. In October and December of 2018, many reported sightings were captured in India. So that was a new country. I almost said continent. I'm not going to lie. I had to think really hard. Many domestic animals and poultry were killed in a similar manner to those of the victims of the chupacabra. And several people reported seeing the chupacabra. But these were actually debunked when forensic experts examined the bodies and saw, and they said that it was just street dogs.
Doggos.
In October of 2019, a video shows an alleged attack on chickens in Puerto Rico, and a 5-year investigation by Benjamin Radford found the original eyewitness description from Madeline Tolentino that we talked about earlier was actually based on a creature called Syl from the 1995 horror movie Species.
Nice.
So I didn't know what the fuck Syl was, so I looked it up. basically, think of the xenomorph aliens from Alien versus Predator, but, like, more of a brass color with a female body and face.
That's weird. I'm uncomfortable. That makes me very uncomfy.
Yeah, but that's basically what Syl looks like.
Gross. I don't like it.
Same. The Trooper Cobber description is nearly identical to that of Syl, and Tolentino did state that she had seen the movie before reporting the Trooper Cobra. So, she said, quote, "It was a creature that looked like the Chupacabra with spines on its back and all. The resemblance to the Chupacabra was really impressive," end quote.
Gross.
Yes. Radford had said that Tolentino, quote, "believed that the creatures and events she saw in Species were happening in reality in Puerto Rico at the time." And he concluded that the most important Chupacabra description cannot be trusted, end quote. So, essentially, he believes that this is what seriously undermines the credibility of the Chupacabra.
Okay.
Which is very valid.
Yeah.
As well as the reports of blood being sucked out, what the fuck? That is not at all what I wrote in my notes. As for the reports of the blood sucking, never... Okay, just kidding. I understand how this sentence is supposed to work now. Okay, so...
Good job, I'm proud of you.
He should be. So he believes that that is what undermines the credibility of the Chupacabra, as well as the reports that the blood sucking was never actually reported by an autopsy. It was just by the people that found the bodies. So there was, cool. Yeah. So a veterinarian was never like, "Hey, there's no blood in this animal." It was just people that were like, "I found this dead animal. I didn't actually do anything to it, but like, there's no blood in it."
Like, they just were like, "I don't see any blood, like, spilling out of it. There's no blood in there."
Yes. And an analysis from a veterinarian of 300 aborted attacks said that they had not been blood dry. So, all of the animals that this veterinarian examined still had blood.
Ew.
Yes. Radford also divided the reports into two different categories. They were reports in Latin America and Puerto Rico where the animals were attacked and if they were supposedly drained of blood. And the second category were reports in the U.S. or mammals, mainly dogs or coyotes with mange.
Okay.
In late October of 2010, a University of Michigan biologist named Barry O'Connor found that all Chupacabra reports in the U.S. were actually just coyotes infected with Sarcoptis scabae, something like that. Also known as...
Gotcha.
Yes. Also known as itching mites, these are the bugs that cause mange.
Aw, poor babies.
It's very sad. The symptoms of this would explain most of the physical characteristics of the Chupacabra, that they would be left with little fur, their skin would be thick from all their itching, and they would have a rank, gross odor.
Poor babies.
I know. O'Connor thought that the goat attacks could be explained because the parasite would make the coyotes weaker, and that would make it harder for them to hunt, so they would go for the easy prey like livestock. Which makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Several eyewitnesses didn't believe this, though, because they say that it never ate the animals that it killed, and that a dog or a coyote would eat whatever animal it killed. But this isn't necessarily true. they could very well kill an animal and not actually eat it due to some type of injury, or they're inexperienced, or they had difficulty killing the prey, because the prey could survive the attack and then just die later from internal bleeding or circulatory shock.
Hmm, interesting.
So, yes. The presence of the holes in the neck can be explained because it's the only way that most land carnivores can catch prey. And there have actually been reports of Mexican hairless dogs being mistaken for chupacabras. So, which, I mean, if you look them up, they kind of fit the description of a chupacabra really well.
Oh.
Bill Shute of the American Museum of Natural History says that, quote, blood feeders are looking for blood close to the surface, something not found in the jugular, for example, end quote. So essentially, why would it be going for the throat if it wanted blood?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Don't ask me.
If you do look at blood-sucking creatures, though, such as vampire bats, and compare them to the chupacabra, there's not very many similarities. For instance, the vampire bats are really small, stealthy creatures that have special teeth and digestive systems that extract the nutrients from blood. But Shute does say that a creature that the size of a dog would die very quickly because of the lack of essential components like fat, because they wouldn't be able to get it all from the blood.
Interesting.
Radford, also the guy that we talked about earlier who went on his 5-year journey, he also thinks that he knows why farmers and ranchers think that their animals have been drained of blood.
Why?
Because science, that's why.
Ah. Yes, glorious old science.
Yes. He says, quote, when an animal dies, the heart and blood pressure stop. The blood seeps to the lowest part of the body and coagulates and thickens. This is called lividity, and it gives the illusion that they've been drained of blood, end quote. So he says that he thinks a lot of farmers and ranchers and everyone that owns animals thinks that they have been drained of blood because they find them dead, so they would probably grab whatever knife they have and, you know, cut into them. And they would probably, you know, expect blood to come out of it, but it probably doesn't if they've been dead for a minute because, like he said, it coagulates at the lowest part of the body.
True.
So it's not gonna come squirting out at you.
It's not a squirter.
Correct. So, yeah. So, that is essentially what I found about the chupacabra. And so, now, we're going to go into supposed eyewitness accounts.
Ooh.
Yes.
Spooky, spooky time.
Yes. 44-year-old Osvaldo Claudio Rosado.
Were you about to say
risotto? I'm sorry, person, but your last name is now risotto. You are a food.
Fuck, now I want pasta.
You're welcome. He claimed to have been grabbed by one. Okay, no. So he said, it says that he claimed to be grabbed from behind by a gorilla, but Puerto Rico doesn't have gorillas.
Sir, you are in the wrong place for this. Were you at the zoo? Were you in an enclosure that you should not have been in?
Oh my god, dude! Did you see that Disney thing that I sent you, that if you fall into the crocodile thing?
Yeah, and they're just supposed to drive away really, really fucking fast.
Yeah! And then just, like, direct the other guests away from you, like, bitch!
Oh, that's so funny.
Shit's fucking terrifying.
It is, but also, who the fuck is dumb enough to jump out of the moving vehicle at the crocodile pit?
I mean, me, because I want to touch one.
Yeah, at that point, it's like, you know what? Good fucking riddance.
Yeah.
Survival of the fittest. Don't be that stupid.
rude. Anyways,
I am a rude human being. We have discussed this. Remember, my father made me apologize to you at my birthday party.
Yeah, that was weird. Oh my god, that was amazing. He straight up made her apologize to me, and then she straight up was like, "Have you not listened to the podcast? You should know this is how we act to each other." And he thought it was an act.
I know. God bless my father.
This little cinnamon roll thought it was an act.
And I'm sitting here like, okay, for one, I got raised by you, but I also got raised by my mother. And I have seen how they have interacted with their friends and their family, and it's not in a quote-unquote nice way. Like, I've been raised by people who you insult the people that you love.
Yes.
And it was, I could not stop laughing at the idea of having to apologize to you for something that didn't offend you. Like, obviously, if it upsets you, I will happily, like, apologize to you. But the fact that it was just our normal stuff, I couldn't take it seriously.
And then I straight up told her to never do it again because it was weird and I didn't like it.
Yes. And so I told my dad, I'm like, I can't apologize to her now because it makes her uncomfortable and I can't make my best friend uncomfortable.
Emotional distress, human.
Emotional distress, human.
Okay, anyways. So, after...
Love you, Dad.
After fighting off the creature, Risotto needed a treatment for scratches and cuts around his torso. Chickens and cows later died nearby. Soon after, chickens and cows died nearby of single wounds to the neck, and the blood was simply gone.
Was this actually checked out by a veterinarian, or was it just somebody being like, there's no blood?
That's a good question. I couldn't find anything about that. We're assuming it was the latter.
Questionable information. Yes. Cannot be confirmed.
Yes. Okay, the rest of these came from the same article that was just 2017 chupacabra attacks, but they're all in different months, so don't be surprised when I tell you the year and it's all 2017.
No, I'm gonna be surprised now every single time simply because you told me to, and I want to be that asshole.
Okay. In February of 2017, in Victoria, Texas, on a highway of Guadalupe Road, a resident reportedly spotted a chupacabra following the tip of a crossroads. The news station went to the location and found an animal lying on the side of the road. It had, quote, the paws of a dog, but the body of a hyena, end quote. March 2017, in Olancho, Honduras. Yes. Residents of Las Aguas nailed it. In Honduras, worried after finding two bulls dead without eyes or tongues.
Ew.
And according to La Tribuna, residents saw an ugly white animal prowling the pastures. So, like, Maddie, what were you doing there?
K1, fuck you. Two, that's so mean of them to describe him as ugly. Like, yeah, not everybody can be a fucking supermodel, but goddammit, he's trying his best here, man.
Oh, shit, I'm such a terrible person.
You are, why? Why do we continue to have this friendship?
That is a good question, because we tried and it didn't work out, so.
Yeah, no, we are officially stuck forever together, unfortunately.
Yeah. May 2017, again in Honduras. By May 6th. I was like, that doesn't make sense. By May 6th, something had killed 35 animals in Coloma? I don't fucking know. Coloma sounds like food, so I'm going with that one.
Sounds like
Residents feared the animals... Yeah, residents feared the animals would hurt humans, especially children. So Nelly David Martinez saw it one day at 12:45 a.m. after hearing a noise. He was frozen in fear and he couldn't move to see it, but all the animals started, quote, dropping to the ground, end quote.
That's weird. One second. I need to take a hit of my inhaler. And
May 2017, in. Argentina. For months, people saw animals being attacked. And in May, a man took a photo of an animal he described as, quote, a big bat-like size. Oh, my God. Why can't I? I cannot with myself. An animal he saw a, quote, big bat like the size of an eagle attack horses and cows, end quote.
Cool.
Yes. Specialists did dismiss his claims that it was a chupacabra, and they did say that it was just bats spreading rabies to other animals, because, you know, that's so much better.
Right? Like, either way, it's not something bad is happening. Like, there's no good happening at the moment.
You know, I think I would rather it be a chupacabra instead of fucking rabies.
Right?
In June 2017, in Ecuador, 59-year-old Casimiro Flores believed that he fought off the chupacabra. One day, he heard a loud noise, and when he turned around and saw what he was looking at, it looked like a brown dog with pointed ears. Yeah, it latched onto, I'm assuming, his leg. It didn't actually specify. It just says, quote, the man was dragged around by the animal before grabbing a stone and throwing it at the animal's forehead, end quote.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it latched onto his leg. Hope you don't get rabies, Mr. Flores.
Right.
Anyways, after he threw the rock at it, I lost my spot. It let out a cry, and then it ran away. So, I mean, at least he didn't get eaten. He might get rabies, but he's not getting eaten.
You may have rabies, but hey, you didn't get eaten, so count your lucky stars.
Yes. July 2017, Riverside, California. We're in California now.
Ooh.
When Carrie Shukers. When yes. Carrie's cat came running inside, he looked out and saw, quote, the ugliest thing, end quote.
Oh.
And I'm just going to keep my comments to myself.
Stop calling me ugly, man.
I tolerate you. Just kidding, you're not ugly, you're beautiful.
Yeah, I don't believe you anymore.
Okay, well, about 80 feet away was the ugliest thing ever, says Carrie. With teat? Apparently there's nipples now.
Oh, okay.
Apparently it's got nipples. I didn't know the chupacabra had nipples all over, but apparently it does.
Well, I mean, that makes sense if it's... But I guess that's, like, now assuming that this dog is female because...
The nipple cobra.
Nipple cobra! That is the episode, right?
It's fine. I just hate myself a lot.
Oh, my God. I love it so much.
Also, I wasn't going to say you're the ugliest looking thing. I was going to say, look, I was in California. I'm just kidding. I don't think either of us are ugly. We're both beautiful.
Are you being serious or are you just saying that so I don't come and beat your ass?
I am being mostly serious.
Well, now I have to kick your ass.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Okay. Anyways, well, it had teeth jutting everywhere, not teats. So, sadly, we don't have a nipple cobra.
God damn it, I wanted the nipple cobra.
I know.
I am upset.
It had wrinkled skin and a tail like a rat or a possum. So, that's weird. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of just, like, imagine a shrunken down elephant. Because, like, a shrunken down elephant with dog ears and sharp teeth. Because that's kind of what an elephant's tail looks like a little bit.
That's adorable.
Yes. Sorry. Anyways, you should be sorry. He said that it looked nothing like a coyote and that it was, quote, at least 2 feet or more longer than the largest coyote you'd ever seen, end quote.
Great.
So, yes, there was that. At least it didn't eat the cat. That's what I'm happy about.
Don't eat the cat.
Yes. MJ Bunt also saw the chupacabra around the same mountain area. She says, quote, I thought that it was the strangest looking animal I'd ever seen. It had ears of a deer, long snout, no hair, tail like a rat, long hind quarters. I lost my spot. Long hind quarters. I thought it was a sick coyote or a sick wolf, but it had too many different characteristics from any of them, end quote. So that's weird.
Yeah.
And in August of 2017, in South Carolina, Doug Stewart took a picture of an animal while he was golfing, and in a Facebook post that actually did go viral, he said that it definitely wasn't a dog. But a lot of people did comment, and a lot of people said that they thought it was a fox or a coyote with mange, so... But it's the internet. Everything's true on the internet.
Yes. Totally.
Yes. And that is the story of El Chupacabra.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, shit. I do the plugs. Fuck. If you enjoyed whatever this episode was, you can follow our Instagram
at b.witchespod,
our Twitter
at @and_witches,
join our Facebook group
Bitches and Witches Podcast, and use the password, which is Giggling Granny, and agree to our goddamn rules.
Do it. You can also support us on Patreon if you actually like us, like Maddie's mom.
Thanks, Mom!
She's the only person that actually likes us.
Yeah, it's okay. That's probably how it's going to be for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, probably. Well, anyways, to do that, you go to patreon.com/bitches.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to continue to plug it since I still don't know it.
Oh my god. You can also visit our website that I have not updated since whatever episode is on there last.
We podcast well.
Yes. College is hard.
Life is hard, dude.
That's very true. Anyways, our website is bwpod.weebly.com.
Woo!
Wow! You can also rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts because you love us, or you at least tolerate us.
Yep.
Because Maddie still wants her hate mail.
Yes, I want my hate mail.
And I think that's everything.
No, where do they? What if they want to send us their emails?
That's what the website's for, goddammit. Send us an email, because I'm a dumbass.
Yep, and that is b.witchespodcast@gmail.com. Just make sure to use your pronouns and whether or not you want your name to be included, please.
Yeah. Now I think that's everything.
What the camel is good life?
Fuck you, Lynn, dude. Life is hard.
God damn the forks.
God damn them. Damn them? Damn them. Damn
Damn
them.
them. Damn them.
Yes. Condemn them to hell!
Hail for the blasphemy.
Yes. Alrighty. Well, keep it bitchy.
Keep it fucking witchy, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.